Words of Allah, which are absolute, which are authoritative. They don't need to be stressed further, the Kalam of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala says, Qad, that definitely, undoubtedly, the words are of Allah, and Allah says there is absolutely no doubt. Aflaha. Aflaha is to be successful. Arabic language is a very rich language, and for success there are many words, but here Allah has used the word aflaha and falah. This success means all types of success, of dunya, of akhirah, of health, of wealth, of everything, every type of success. So it is the kalam of Allah, and Allah is saying it with stress that that person will have all types of success. Who is this? Man tazakka. That person who has gained tazkiyah, who has made the islah of his nafs. That we will explain now. We all know that the human being, our body, is made up of two main components. One is this physical body, which we all know, and the driving force in the body. The real power in the body is the ruh, the soul. And the body is formed in the womb of the mother after about 4 months and 10 days. Then Allah puts the ruh into that body. Now life comes into that body. When the child is born, if it's a living child, what and what is not done for the child? How much of love is not shown to that child? But if the child is born and is still born, dead, there is no ruh in it, then nothing is done for the child. Immediate preparations are made to bury the child. While the person is in this world from day one, and until the time that his death comes, everything in this world, whatever is happening, all the shops, the bazaars, the offices, is all for this body. As long as the soul is in the body. If the person happens to be ill and so ill that he's in a coma in a hospital, he can't eat, there are drips they have put. And he can't do anything, even his toilet he cannot do. But as long as the ruh is there, in the hospital they will look after him. They will care for him. They will do everything what they can for him. But as soon as the soul goes out, now he says he's a dead person, now immediately all the machines will be taken off. Now the nurses won't run from this side to that side to try and help him. Now they will prepare to send him to have his janazah made and to go to the qabristan. So from this we understand that of the two components, the most important, the absolute important is the ruh. As long as this ruh is there, everything is done for this body. Once the ruh is out, nothing is done for the body. Now the body must go to qabristan. If we have understood that, inshallah, then let us take it one step further. Whatever is happening in this world, practically 99% or perhaps 100%, it is all done for this body. The comfort of the body, our food, and what the whole food industry, the agriculture, the growing of things, etc. Then all the supermarkets where groceries, etc. are sold, all that is for the food. All that is done so that we can eat for the body. It's not for the soul. The clothing industry and what industries of clothes, etc., the stock, etc., all is for this body so that we can wear clothes. All the motor industry, all the spare parts, the mechanics, all the manufacturing of motor cars is all for this body, for the comfort of the body we can travel. The whole aeroplane and airport industry, ships, etc., import and export is all furniture. Our houses, the whole construction business, all for the comfort of this body, that we can have a house to stay in. Our offices, our shops, everything is for this body. Now if every one of us considers a little bit that what in the world is being done for the ruh. Just now hopefully we have understood that the ruh is the most important. As long as the ruh is there, everything is done for this body. The minute the ruh is out, then the body is taken to qabristan, it is done. The body is not the important aspect, but how much, almost everything in the world that is being done for the body. And for this reason, Allah Ta'ala sent all His heavenly kitabs, Tawrat, Zabur, Injil, Quran, Sharif, all the other kitabs. Allah sent about 154,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, all to teach us about the Ruh and the importance, and to look the food for the Ruh, to care for the Ruh, the maintenance of the Ruh. The body, we know the food of the body. We know the maintenance of the body. We take medicine when we are ill, etc. When it's hot, we wear light clothes. When it's cold, we wear warm, hot clothes. Everything, we maintain the body. But the Ruh, for that Allah has sent the Ummi Amin Salatu Wassalam. And from the leaving of this dunya of Nabiyya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now Ruh of Ummi Amin Salatu Wassalam will be coming in the world. So Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself said, Al-Ulama'u Warathatul Anbiya. The Ulama are the inheritors of the Anbiya. And clearly Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made it, they are not going to inherit money. They are not going to inherit properties. The knowledge of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And the knowledge of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam is of two aspects. One is outward Sharia, that how to go toilet, how to become part, how to make wudu, how to make ghusl, how to make salah, that is one aspect. And the other aspect is the batin, the inside, which has to do with the heart. That our iman must be quiet. If a person makes namaz without iman, how to die? Namaz is not accepted. Iman is the most important. So that iman, and that iman must be pure for me, oneness of Allah. There must be no shirk in it, no associating of any partner with Allah Ta'ala. And then all the other qualities, in fact so much so that Allah Ta'ala, in my limited knowledge, if anyone else can tell me if I miss something, they can advise me. Nowhere have I come across that Allah said, Allah's help is with those who make namaz. Or that Allah said, Allah's help is with those who keep food fast or go for Hajj. But our Aman, Allah has not connected His help. He has connected His help with the qualities of the heart. Inna Allah ma'as-sabirin. Those people who make salah, Allah said, I am with them. Wa inna Allah lama'al muhsinin. Those people who show kindness. Those people who have got the quality of ihsan, that is, they worship Allah as though they are seeing Allah. And if they haven't reached that stage, at least they have reached that stage that they know Allah is watching. Consciously they are aware that Allah is watching before them. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah is with those people who have got taqwa. So this is all the qualities of the Ruh, which we say the qualities of the heart. They must have those qualities. How will we? What will we want? I have a nice, beautiful complexion. My skin is very nice. Smooth skin I've got. And I dress up very nice. I look very nice. This is for the body. Just as we want the body to be nice, it's absolutely essential that the soul must also be nice. If you can make your body as healthy as you want to, make it as beautiful as you want to, but it has to perish. Moth has to come to everyone. The body is going to die. The soul never dies. The soul carries on with its journey forever and ever. It will go to the Qabr, from there the day of Qiyamah, and from there may Allah grant us all Jannah, and forever in Jannah, may Allah save us. If it has going to go for Jannah, forever in Jannah, the soul does not die. It will take on other types of bodies, but the main thing is the soul. Also, if we consider, if a person becomes paralyzed, for example, his hand has become useless, he's paralyzed. Now, if you knock him there, he doesn't feel pain. You prick him, he doesn't feel. Why? The Ruh is gone. The method is with the Ruh, not with the body. Shuhada, almost all people who become shaheed, they don't feel any pain when they become shaheed. Before they become shaheed, the Ruh is taken out of them. I'll just give one little example. When the ulama of Deoband, fought the British in India when the British were ruling. And the ulama did not fight them because they had taken our country. The ulama fought them because the evil intention of the British was to make every person a Christian in India. It was Pakistan, Bangladesh, all these countries together. That was the, so the ulama made jihad against them. In that jihad, in one place which is called Shamli, where this particular war took place, and they fought one army. He later in his life, always it was seen, used to lick his lips. All the time, whole life, all the time used to lick his lips. So somebody asked him, why do you do this? Why do you lick your lips all the time? He said, in that battle, those of us who are going to become shaheed, the whole of being came with the dreams of Jannah. And he put those glasses to the mouth of those who are going to become shaheed, which you cannot see with your eyes, but it's a reality. Okay? We are living the room, nobody can see, but the room is the light. If the room goes off, you can't see the room going off. But then now you are dead, you are useless, you can't do anything. So those things cannot be seen. But we saw it when Allah opens, when more comes to a person, the things of after open. Dunya things go off, you don't see anything of dunya. You don't see your wife, you don't see your son next to you, you see the farishtas, the angels that come. You see after. So they will put their glasses with that wonderful dream of Jannah to their lips. One of them put it to my lips also. Then the other whole being, they said to this whole that he is not amongst those who are going to become shaheed today. So he took the glass away again. But that one drop of that sweet drink of Jannah which was on my lips, till today I'm getting the enjoyment. That is why I'm licking my lips all the time. So when a person becomes a shaheed, his room is gone also away. Now whatever happens, happens to a dead body. Whether it's a log, whether it's a stone, it happens to them. They don't feel the pain. Their rope is gone out and is gone to Jannah already. So the rope is the most important thing. Hopefully I could have explained that we all can understand that we are made of the rope and the body. The body is temporary. The body is not an important thing. The body will perish, it will go to the other. The important thing is the rope. But if we also consider almost all of us, we give almost 100% importance only to the body. I must earn well, I must be a rich man, have a good car, good house, travel well. But the rope, we are not really concerned about the health and the food of the rope. For that, as I mentioned, Allah sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the ulama, and there are two types of ulama. One are those ulama who are only informed and they learn about ibadat, about how to make namaz, that we should have what place of the wudu, what place namaz. Then there are those ulama which are called ulama rabbaniyin. They've got the knowledge of the ruh as well. What is the methods of the ruh? And it is necessary for us to learn from the ulama of the Messiah, how to make wudu, how to make salat, etc. And we have to connect ourselves with ulama rabbaniyin, those people, those ulama who will diagnose the diseases of your ruh, of your soul, and give you the treatment for it also. From there we go on to another aspect, and that is, we are all aware that physically there may be a few people, but generally all of us, we do get ill from time to time. You get a headache, you get a stomach ache, your cholesterol is too high, you got blocked arteries, you got sugar, you are diabetic, you are high blood pressure. These diseases happen to everyone. When it happens, we all take treatment. First you try with the house treatment, Panado, Panadol, something, it doesn't help. Now you say, I have to go to hospital, I have to go to doctor, I have to take treatment. Just like that, what we don't understand and what we don't see and we don't realize, our soul also becomes ill. One time, one great alim of India, and he was the Khalifa of Maulana Abrar al-Haqsar Rahmatullah, he was a very great Muslim. He was hospitalized in Bombay. The doctor had to operate on him. So the doctor asked him to stand for the operation. So he said, I was first asked by spiritual doctor. I think he said, guys, whether I must do this operation or I must not. So the doctor was surprised. I'm your doctor. I'm your doctor. Who is your spiritual doctor? Where is another doctor coming into the picture? So he called all the doctors of the hospital, and I will explain to you who is a spiritual doctor. So he gathered all the doctors. Then he told the doctors, see, regularly you people are taking our blood. You check how much sugar. You check what the thyroid, if it's overactive, underactive. You check my kidney. You check various things with the blood that you take out. You test. Then we can test in the blood you take how much of anger I have got, how much of jealousy I have got, how much of pride I have got. He says, that our machines won't show that. He says, that is the work of a spiritual doctor. To test us how much of pride we have got, how much of anger we have got. For example, our eyes, if something happens, we go to the optician, he checks up and gives us, maybe something else, something serious. Maybe you need an eye operation. Maybe you even need eye grafting. You maybe need something. Maybe he'll send you to Surat for an operation. He'll send you to Canada for an operation. The eye is important. But there is another disease of the eye that we don't get enjoyment and we don't get look at our wives. But looking at haram, filthy, naked woman, we get enjoyment. That is a serious ailment of the eye, spiritual ailment. And we need treatment for it. Until a person looks at other women and enjoys something which is haram, which is which for which Allah will pour hot rays into his eyes on the day of Qiyamah. In this world, what will happen is that he won't have any desire for his wife. He won't enjoy looking at her. There will be no enjoyment in the house. The person now has enjoyment in haram, and in halal no enjoyment. Like a person who doesn't enjoy biryani, he doesn't enjoy roast, but he enjoys excreta, stool he enjoys. What kind of a person is that? Who enjoys urine, to drink urine, and enjoys eating excreta, okay? And he doesn't enjoy biryani. That person is, how sick is that person? So with our eyes, if we have got that disease, we have got a terrible disease. If we don't get up on time for work, and we don't report it, we make a shop at work, we don't get up there. You have to open your shop at 8 o'clock, you're opening it at 12 o'clock. How will your business run? If we got a weakness, we are not getting up for fajr. All goodness of a person is with his fajr salah. We don't get up for fajr. That person has got a terrible spiritual ailment. If we are doing things for name and fame, for worldly gain, even religious things, even this bayan, I'm sitting here, we might think, oh, mashallah, malala, I'm feeling good, but if my niyat is name and fame, my niyat is to show, then this is a terrible spiritual disease. We all have come for Jumu'ah, may Allah accept from us all. But if we have just come as a letter, or we just came because of society's pressure, that we, oh, you don't even make Jumu'ah, what kind of a person are you? So because of that we came. Or we came just to show people, I also make Jumu'ah namaz. I'm also there for Jumu'ah. Then that develops. Not accepted by Allah. Allah wants it to be sincerely for me. So if we have got that spiritual disease, all night's ibadah will go zero. In fact, it will go minus. So how important is not that the soul? And if the soul is gone, we never feed the soul. We feed the soul, tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikrullah, etc. That will make the soul strong. And when the soul is strong, the eyes will be under control. Anger and temper will be under control. Our tongue will be under control. Otherwise, how many of us, what terrible language we use, how vulgar and abusive we become. Our hands go out of control. We start using our hands, our head. How many people give divorce to their wives in this anger? How many people pull the trigger of the gun on the road, rage? You just became angry with somebody on the road. Now you are like a wild brute. How you are driving on the road? All these are spiritual ailments. And we need treatment also. And just that, from our physical ailments, if a person has got blocked arteries, three, four blocked arteries, not enough blood going to his heart, He feels weak, he can't even take 5 steps and he starts talking and standing. And he has to sit down. He can't do anything. He goes for treatment, he do baraka. Now everything is alright, now he surrenders. Now he climbs up the stairs very easily. Wallah, just like that, our spiritual ailments that we have got, if we treat them, we will be surprised ourselves. I promise you that I was a man that I just had to look at woman. I couldn't stay without looking at woman. Now you are trying it so hard, impossible to look at woman. And I promise you, wallah, the enjoyment you will get in your wife, when you don't look at other women, your wife will appear to be the most beautiful woman in the world. And your life will, and your life of your wife will be a life of Jannah in this world. You will get so much of enjoyment. When your anger, it's a medical research of recent times, that couples who fight a lot, people whose temper is not under control, their lifespan is much shorter than those people who are quite calm and cool. So if you learn to control your temper, you'll have a peaceful life. So in any way, all these are those spiritual diseases which have to be treated, and for that what we call mashayikh, they are the spiritual doctors. Who we call awliya, ahlullah, they are the ones who will treat our heart for this disease. And it's absolutely essential that a person has a spiritual doctor. Every, you have a doctor, you have a home doctor. Doctor you commonly refer to, that is all for your physical illness. You need a doctor to treat your spiritual illnesses. And then, if you do the treatment the correct way, inshallah, you will be cured. So that is what Allah is saying in this ayat, "Qad aflaha man tazakka." Now inshallah we can understand the words of Allah so great, and with stress Allah is saying, those people who have gained purification, who took their treatment, who have got cure from the spiritual ailments, those people are 100% successful. They live a life of enjoyment and contentment in this world. You don't have to be rich to enjoy your life. You don't have to be a man to enjoy your life. You don't have to be a woman. You don't have to be the boss. You don't have to be the whoever you are. But you have, your spiritual diseases are treated. And Allah says you will have every type of mark will come in such a way that you look forward to that. And your mother's life will be such that on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one sahabi. And immediately he looked away. The sahaba asked why. He said, Allah has sent his word for you already in his cover. And I felt it unfair, I must look at his word. So the person who gets his word in his cover, what will be his name? And forever you have enjoyed the day of Qiyamah, you go to Jannah as a VIP. And you are enjoying Jannah. This is when spiritual diseases are treated. So Allah says, "Qad aflaha man tazakka," and the method of it, "wa dhakara isma rabbihi fasalla," the zikr of Allah. And the zikr has to be learned how to make zikr. And doing that correctly, "wa dhakara," and then you make salah. And now we, generally, we made our sunnahs, many of us, some of us are making all the way over for us, but ask ourselves, in my salah, where are my thoughts? Are they in the business? Are they at home? What funny thoughts we get? Our thoughts are not in namaz. But when you do this process, then see your meeting with Allah. If you meet your wife the first night when you got married, but you don't even like recognize her, you don't even look at her, you got no interest in her, what kind of a marriage is that? We meeting Allah, and no interest in Allah. No concentration, no thought of Allah Ta'ala. We have come to his house, but we are still in our shops. We are still in our homes. So that is now when you go through this whole process. Now you make salah, that will be salah. وَذَكَّرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Then Allah complains after Allah said, I explained all this to you. بَلْ تُبْتِهُونَ الْحَيَاةِ. You give preference to dunya. Dunya is going to get finished, and you will get finished and you will leave dunya, but you're just giving preference. You're not interested in your work. You're not interested in the main subject of your life. You're interested in small, little things.
नहीं लाइक अ होल वेन लेकिन वो तो जैसे बचपन आया यू हैव बिकम 55 लेकिन अभी कभी बचपन नहीं गया योर चाइल्डहुड इज नॉट गॉन यू आर 55 एंड यू आर स्टिल प्लेइंग मार्बल्स एंड यू आर प्लेइंग कैच एंड सी व्हाट्स रॉन्ग विद दिस मैन He's already 55. We are still only interested in the body, which is a temple. And the real thing, we are not worried. But you say, we want to hire the dunya. Wal-akhiratul khayru wa akha. The akhirat is much, much more superior than the world of Allah. And it is forever and ever. In the hada, that is suhufil ula. There is no new subject unless it's from all the kitabs Allah has mentioned it. Suhufil Ibrahim, Musa. In the books of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and all subjects. So summary is that Allah has made our body of the ruh and of the body. The bodies we have to look after. We have to look after our business done. But that's not the important. The important thing is the ruh. And this matter has become more serious because we are totally unmindful of the ruh. We are only worried of the body. So let us decide for our own good, for our families, for our friends, that we turn our attention to correcting the ruh also. And there is no big deal, it's not a difficult task, it's not an impossible task, it is. Tomorrow inshallah at the Markaz, there will be also talk on this subject, after Maghrib, try and attend there, and tonight will be invited here. So inshallah after Isha, try and attend the program there also, may Allah grant us, and guide us to righteousness.